Welcome, friends and viewers, to our noble lineage on Supreme Master Television for part one of With God's Love, Christian Vegetarian Association, the message of loving stewardship and friendship towards animals as expounded in the Christian Bible has been carried out throughout the ages with animal-loving saints such as Saint Kevin of Ireland, Saint Seraphim of Sarov, and Saint Francis of Assisi. In modern times, we can find these loving values, principles, and actions in ever-growing numbers of people and organizations around the world. As the consciousness of the world elevates, lifestyles also change. People become more aware of the impact of their actions and choices, particularly on the precarious state of our planet. Recent years have witnessed more people turning to purer plant-based diets. As a result, vegetarian organizations are dotting the globe in rising numbers. One of such organizations is the Christian Vegetarian Association, or CVA. The Christian Vegetarian Association is an international, non-denominational ministry dedicated to respectfully promote healthy, Christ-centered, and God-honoring lifestyles among Christians. The organization achieves this through websites, lectures, Bible study, discussion groups, and leaflet distribution. Following is a short video CVA has produced to address some of the sensitive topics regarding one's diet, well-being, and ethics.
Have you ever thought about how our bodies are well suited to a plant-based diet? After all, Adam, Eve, and all the creatures in the Garden of Eden were vegetarian. However, most of us eat lots of animal foods laden with hormones and antibiotics and high in saturated fat and cholesterol. Research has shown that animal foods are largely responsible for modern epidemics of heart disease, obesity, diabetes, and certain cancers. Grains, beans, vegetables, nuts, and other plant foods help us live healthier and longer. Everything belongs to God, and we are called to be good stewards of God's creation. Yet factory farming causes great misery for 10 billion land animals per year from stressful crowding, painful mutilations without pain relief, and denial of all the natural behaviors God designed animals to have. We Christians are called to be loving and compassionate. Please contact the Christian Vegetarian Association to learn how you can help yourself and the world by choosing tasty, nutritious, plant-based foods.
The Christian Vegetarian Association of the United Kingdom was started in September 2004. Members of the Christian Veg for Lent team realized that the time had come to expand the aims and endeavors of Christian vegetarian advocacy beyond the limits of the Lenten period. Throughout the Christian calendar, the CVA encourages and supports all Christians, irrespective of their denomination, to be caring and considerate towards every one of God's creatures. They see the plant-based diet as a reflection of their faith in God, who is essence of love, kindness, and peace. Supreme Master Television had the pleasure of traveling to the beautiful All Saints Church in God's Hill on England's Isle of Wight. There we met with Father John Ryder, an Anglican priest and spokesperson for the organization. All Saints Church is one of the most photographed parish churches in the United Kingdom and houses the biggest medieval auditorium on the island. It was in this beautiful setting that Father John told us more about the Christian Vegetarian Association of the United Kingdom and its noble, compassionate message.
The main point of having a Christian Vegetarian Society is to put forward our belief to our fellow Christians that it is not only acceptable, but really our duty to be vegetarian. So many Christians find it this difficult or think it is peculiar or unchristian. We are saying no, it is actually what the Bible tells we should be doing, and it is also because of our concern for the planet what we should be doing.
Because of global warming, obviously,
yes,
the connection
most
with the meat diet.
That is one of the important added extras. But mind you, whether it be global warming, health, or for the sake of animals, I don't really mind, provided they stop eating meat.
of course.
Each and every one of us has a vital role to play in the climate crisis that we are now facing. Father John, with his years of study on the Christian Bible, investigations and practical experience being a vegetarian, offered his opinion on what we all could be doing to save and protect God's majestic creations.
If God made the world, he certainly knew what we should be doing, and if he told us we should not be eating meat, well, we shouldn't be. If you don't follow the manufacturer's instructions, things will go wrong. If you listen to what the United Nations is saying, that the greatest cause of global warming, far greater than all forms of transport, is the production of meat. The greatest thing any individual can do to stop global warming is to reduce and hopefully eventually eliminate their consumption of meat and dairy. But even if they cut down one day a week, it will have a significant positive effect. Even to the extent, as I said in my sermon this Sunday, that stopping to eat meat one day a week, the poor will probably feel the effect in the third world almost immediately, and it gives one a far better chance that one's grandchildren will have a habitable planet in which to live. I was at a very, very interesting conference last year in London that was had representatives from all the different faiths in the United Kingdom, Jains, Hindus, Buddhists, but also spiritualists, Christians, Muslims, just about everything you could think of, really, all giving the same message that not only does God love all his creatures, not just the humans, but if global warming is in any sense to be stopped, we need to stop eating animals too for consumption. Yes.
When we return from some quiet contemplation, we will continue our talk with Father John Ryder and find out what he thinks Master Jesus would say if he was here today. Welcome back to Our Noble Lineage for our program on With God's Love, Christian Vegetarian Association, and our talk with Father John Ryder, Anglican priest and spokesperson for the organization.
Father John, when did you actually become a vegetarian yourself?
Both my wife and I had started thinking about it before we got married, but we decided to finally become vegetarian, and we started to organize our own food when we got married. So that was about 30 years ago.
Wow. Oh, well done. 30 years. Okay.
And people say, but don't you get free, then? Not in my case. No.
Oh, no.
Father John believes that Christians are called to have compassion for all of God's creation. He reminds that an essential part of following Christ means being willing to forego comforts and even to suffer if that prevents or alleviates suffering for others. The direction that God intends for us goes back to the original ideal that all creations, especially humans, were intended to be herbivorous and fruitarians.
If Jesus was here today physically, what do you think he would be asking us to do?
I think he'd be asking us to look at the effect that our overconsumption in the first world is having both on the planet and on the poor in the third world. And that would require, even apart from what I believe his love for all creatures, even the animals, that requires us to give up eating meat for no other reason but to slow down global warming and to provide enough food for the poor in the third world.
By following the example of Lord Jesus, Father John states that implementing peace through tolerance and understanding of other faiths is a job for all of us to take part. The Christian Vegetarian Association believes that the adoption of a caring, healthy, cruelty-free, plant-based diet can be the most vital means of alleviating world hunger and creating a more ecologically sound and harmonious society.
And do you think that actually switching to this diet would accelerate peace amongst all nations and faiths?
Yes, I think so, because if nothing else, majority of the meat produced in factory farms and in stores from commercial abattoirs has huge amounts of hormone levels in them, which does not evoke peace in anybody's life. Most certainly the health benefits are very clear. Yeah. Vastly less incidence of cancer is one of the largest issues than that, apart from also a far lower level of incidence of cardiovascular disease. Mm-hmm. Are these things that are scientifically incontrovertible in the advantages of following a vegetarian diet.
Father Father John states that he has been influenced by such great vegetarians like Gandhi, but his real understanding of the suffering of animals comes from studying and knowing them personally. He described how in reading certain script passages, such as Genesis 1:29 and 1:30, took on meaning so obvious that he wondered why everybody did not notice. King James Version, Genesis 1:29. And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat." Genesis 1:30. "And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so.
Okay, and your congregation here on the Isle of Wight, are you switching them to vegetarianism? Or?
I hope I might have some slight influence on some, yes. I am very lucky to say that I do have quite a few who are. And I hope through my influence a few more who are thinking about it. With this, we also try to encourage going vegetarian at least for Lent. And if people can make that short-term commitment and find with an easy end in sight, and find that being vegetarian does not mean eating an undressed salad every day. They're more likely to actually consider a vegetarian diet in more circumstances. Okay. One of the families went over to a vegetarian diet purely because of what they saw on global warming. Mm. And we're quite amazed at how tasty the very easily available vegetarian foods are.
What about Father John vegetarian cooking classes?
I have produced a vegetarian cookbook, which we have on sale, yes.
Father John, in your opinion, why did our Creator create animals?
I would say if we only had a world with plants and humans, it would be pretty boring. Yeah. Animals were created partly to show variety and glory, and to be our companions. There are areas where an animal can be a better friend to you than a human. It can be a companionship and a support and a sensitivity that an animal has towards you that we as humans have lost in our rushed lives.
Gentle-hearted viewers, we enjoyed your presence for our enlightening interview with Father John Ryder, spokesperson for the Christian Vegetarian Association of the United Kingdom. Be sure to join us again next week on Our Noble Lineage for part two of With God's Love, Christian Vegetarian Association. May these thoughtful messages from our esteemed Christian brethren inspire kindness and noble sentiments towards all of God's created fellow beings. Coming up now is A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, wishing you a blessed new week to come.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG